they're going to be able to compete, especially in that Western Conference. And, you know, we're going to answer that question and more right now with Scottie Pippen, who joins us here in the Attack. Good morning, Scottie. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you on board.
Good morning. Thank you.
You know, before we get to basketball, let's talk some M&Ms, one of my favorite snacks, and I know Joe's too. So crispy M&Ms, and one person has been selected to give them out on Halloween. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes. Well, M&M is bringing back the M&M Crispy this year. Actually, the won't be coming out until January, but today we have a lucky M&M fan as well as a Bull fan who I'm going to be surprising with some M&M Crispy this morning for Halloween, and she will be the only house in America to pass these out this Halloween.
So I got to put my mask on and head all the way to Chicago, not knowing exactly where I'm going to be to go find some crispy M&Ms today.
Yes, you got to do that. But if you find me, I may have a few.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'll be at the
finding. I know where you'll be. So you're gonna be a Louis.
Sure.
Fine. You putting on some tie dye and dressing as Bill Walton? All right, maybe not. No answer there. Let's talk a little hoops here. Your Chicago Bulls. It looks like they're poised to make a little bit of noise in the East. Derrick Rose coming back. Some roster changes. Pau Gasol, a nice offensive option. Joakim Noah continuing to emerge, one of Joe and myself's favorite players. Let's talk about your Bulls a little bit. What do you expect out of them this year?
Well, I mean, they've been playing well. You look back even at the preseason. You know, it's a new start for a lot of the guys. And, you know, they're starting to get familiar with, you know, the team and how Tom's going to be running things there. So, you know, I think the first game, they looked great when they went to New York. It looks like that, you know, they've been playing together for quite a while.
You know, Scotty, Bob talked about the core that's already there, a healthy Derrick Rose. They add McDermott, and it looks like they added some firepower to a team that desperately needed offense. That coupled with the commitment to defense and defense always being the stalwart of these Tom Thibodeau teams, how much of a factor do you think that's going to be, having enough offensive firepower to complement that defense as far as taking the Bulls deep into May and June?
Well, I don't think they'll have any problems. I mean, you've got two guys in Joakim Noah and Pau Gasol, as well as Taj Gibson when he's on the floor, that can really anchor your defense. And, you know, Jimmy Butler is one of the top defenders in the game. And I think we all know that, you know, defense wins championships, and it definitely is a key factor in winning games night in and night out. So, you know, I think this team has shown that they're dedicated to playing hard on both ends of the basketball court under Tom Thibodeau, and you know, I expect to see the same thing this season.
Do you think that Chicago will be able to exploit the unfamiliarity of the Cavaliers, just kind of getting to adjust to each other a little bit going forward, and maybe exploit that early on in the season?
Well, I think it's going to be adjustment period for both teams. You know, I think the Bulls definitely know LeBron James very well. They know his style of play and what he's capable of. But now you put all the other pieces around him. Kyrie Irving, who I think is, you know, one of the top guards in the game, he's going to be a handful, as well as Kevin Love, who has the ability to, you know, shoot the ball from range, which, you know, makes it very difficult for a defense to defend a guy with that type of spacing. So, you know, I don't see any problem with this team in terms of, you know, getting themselves ready night in and night out. The challenge is really going to be is just staying healthy and continue to get better day in and day out.
Those are the dulcet tones of Scottie Pippen joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Now, Bob had mentioned the adjustment period for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and those on the outside looking in, always speculate about, well, this team's got to find their way. They got to adjust all the moving parts. How real is that, or is that something invented by people who haven't played on the NBA level? And how quickly, as basketball players, when a lot of moving parts come in, especially big-time moving parts, how long does that adjustment really take, and how big of a factor is it in performance on the basketball court?
I think it depends on the individuals, you know, how how their IQ is from a basketball standpoint and how open their mind is into learning. But, you know, practice also plays a huge role in that too. So, you know, a lot of times teams just don't have the type of practice time that they need. You know, you look at the Bulls, who takes off every year and goes out on the West Coast early on, which makes it very difficult for them because they have to go on the road and win games to keep their record at tack. So it just all really, to me, depends on the individual and the players and, you know, how much practice you can get in.
You know, Scotty, one of my favorite teams this year, kind of a bit of a dark horse, is the Toronto Raptors. They're fly under the radar north of the border. I like the makeup of that team. I DeMar DeRozan is probably the least known star in the league, and he is really one of those guys that when you look at him on a night-in, night-out basis, he takes a backseat to nobody in this basketball league.
I'll have to agree with you on that totally. You know, I like DeRozan's game, true professional. You know, I think that this year that team is not going to surprise anyone. I think we watched him in the playoff last season and was very impressed, especially with the way that DeRozan led that team. So I expect that team to definitely be better this season, and I don't think that they're going to go in on the radar anymore.
All right, we got to swing it back to New York because your former coach, Phil Jackson, taking over running the show here in New York as the chief executive, hires Derek Fisher. They're going to run the triangle offense. They look terrible against the Bulls on opening night at home. They go and they surprise Cleveland. What do you think of the, you know, going forward, obviously, in bigger picture, we don't know. It all depends on who we're able to get to come to New York. But as it relates to this year's Knicks, what do you think Phil can squeeze out of this orange, as it were, and Derek Fisher as far as it's a limited team as far as talent? What do you think he can bring with that triangle offense, commitment to defense, and all those things? And what do you think they can get out of this Knicks team this year?
Well, really, they're just trying to get some commitment from the players. You know, you have to get them to commit and buy into the offense and, you know, buying to playing hard on the defensive end as well. And I think that's really just the job at hand right now. I mean, I think the Knicks has been an underachiever for a long time, and they're excited to try something new. So I don't think it's going to be a problem for Coach Fisher or Phil Jackson, anyone, to get this team to buy into what they're trying to do. New York is thirsty to win and to be one of the top teams in our league. So it's going to take some time for them to adjust and to learn the system, but it's something that they are willing and they have to do if they're going to ever be a top team in this league.
Scotty, final one from us before we let you go. In the preseason, there was a lot of talk of shortening the NBA season. We saw the league experiment with a shortened game, 11-minute instead of 12-minute quarters. As a former great, what's your thoughts on shortening this regular season or shortening these games? Benefits versus disadvantages, and your thought process on it overall?
Well, I don't really like it. You know, I hate any rule changes to the game because it really hurts the record books. And if you're going to do that, then you might as well throw out the record books because it's a different game. And I don't think you can ever make a comparison with, you know, players of the past anymore if you change and do so much to the game. I mean, defensively, we've already done a lot. You know, we've opened the game up for more scoring. And now to take away some of the games as well as some of the minutes of the game, it really changes the whole outlook.
Scotty, please give us the information on M&M's Halloween and Crunch.
M&M Mars Crispy?
Crispy.
Yes. So if you see me at the game tonight, just come up and ask for a few. But I'm going to be delivering to a lucky fan today. So hopefully she may give me a few just to hang on to.
That'd be nice. Be generous. We appreciate the couple minutes. You know, you're welcome back anytime.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You got it, Scotty.
Scotty Pippen.
Scotty Pippen joining us here, but we got some
Somebody is going to be very surprised.
Yes.
When he shows up at the door.